They're going to kill. It's going to start first and 10 from the 42-yard line.
Yeah, and, you know, as SK takes the field offensively, you've got to be thinking after the last 2 weeks we're going to see a heavy dose of number 45 right out of the gate.
You would think so, and Ryan's done such a great job there again. When I was down on the track for senior night, I had a chance to talk to some of those linemen, a lot of senior linemen on this squad, and I think they're fired up. They're ready to push some people around and make some holes for Peyton, but... we don't get off to a very good start.
That being said, there is a flag here on first down and 10. It is going to be a false start motion against the Cobras here to start the game, so it's going to start out the game first and 15.
Yep, first and 15. Ball now marched back to the 38-yard line. First and 15. Redder back in that spin-back position. There is another penalty marker on the play.
Looks like the defensive end possibly for them did jump off, so it is going to be an encroachment. We're going to get that 5 yards back, and it's going to be a first and 10, back to a manageable situation.
That's interesting. We go one direction and then come back the other direction.
Well, pre-game jitters there.
More than likely. So first and 10 here for the Cobras. Here's Gritter with a hand off to Saren around the left side. He's got some running room. He's across the 50 and finally brought down. They're going to mark him at about the 44-yard line of Wes Marshall, enough for a first down.
Yeah, and just a great job there on that little counter play. A direct snap to Peyton Crawford, hands the ball off to Nate Saren, follows his point guard in a nice little hole there, enough to pick up the first down.
Really nice hole for Nate there. They come back out in that single wing set. Gritter back to pass this time. He's got a guy open downfield in Saren. Saren gathers that in at the 20 and brought down. They're going to mark him down and around the 14-yard line. Very, very well thrown ball by Blaine Gritter.
Great job. Nice pitch and catch. Just a little play-action pass there on first down. Finds Nate Saren there deep in the defensive backfield. Nate Saren does come up, however, gingerly. I know he's maybe nursed an ankle or hamstring here earlier in the year. Hopefully that's not devastating here for the Cobras.
Gritter and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He's around the left side. He's got some running room, and he is in. They're going to mark him down at about the half-yard line, it looks like, Micah.
Yeah, just a nice job there again by Peyton taking the ball around the left side there. Just a little sweet play, and he picks his hole and he picks up enough for another first down right down to the 1 yard line.
So here they come the Cobras back to the line. Gritter in that backfield, direct snap to Crawford. Crawford moves it to the left side and then dances into the end zone for the first score of the game. With 10:56 to go, Cobras take the lead, 6-0. Made pretty quick order of that scoring drive there, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. And that was something I was talking to Lee there before the game, and I stress that we need to come out on all eight cylinders here right from the get go. We've struggled with that time to time this year, so it's good to see.
The PAT is up, and it is good. So with 10:56 to go, Saren and Kidd now lead Wes Marshall 7-0. Yeah, it looked pretty impressive there. A nicely thrown ball, big gaining play there when Gritter went back and found Saren down the near side of the field here. That was a play we've tried numerous times this year, but hasn't worked quite to that perfection as many times as we would have liked all season long, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. Just Nate Saren there on a little wheel route around the outside, and they did a nice job of hooking up there for about a 20-yard gain. And really, I think it's just four offensive plays there from scrimmage from when we picked it up and put up the 7 points. So. The Cobras strike first here. They strike early, and now we'll see how our defense comes out.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we've struggled a little bit. As I said in my pregame synopsis, we've struggled a little bit with the run here the last couple of weeks. We've seen some pretty good backs, but we'll see what our defense has in store for this Wes Marshall offense. Casey Dumont on to kick, taken by Wes Marshall at the 20 and missed by a couple of Cobras at about the 24-yard line. They will start first and 10.
I believe Avery Moore there and also number 6. Denny Haynes there on the tackle. Those guys doing a great job from their kickoff team to screen down the field and stop him before he really gets ahead of steam going.
We'll see what Wes Marshall's trots are on for a starting offensive lineup.
It looked double tight in a stack eye, I believe.
Double tight in a stack eye, according to Micah, the football guru. They got Tremaine under center, directly under center. In the backfield is Jewell. Here's the handoff to Jewell. Straight up the middle and brought down after a gain of about 4 yards.
Nice job defensively there. I didn't quite make out who did make the tackle. They're going double tight stack eye formation, the old Nebraska formation, and they're just running it straight at us. So we're going to go down with five down linemen and stack eight guys in the box here.
Three backs in the backfield. Tremaine under center. Here's the pitch out to number 21, Jewell. Jewell's got a little bit of running room, but brought down.
I believe that time by Lane Boonder, number 54, I believe from his linebacker position. That kid, we haven't called his name on defense other than the last couple of weeks, but he's done a tremendous job the last couple of weeks when we called his number. Nice to see him out there making a quick early play, running side to side, and that's been our downfall, the outside run, and we did a nice job there.
Number 1, Thompson, along with number 80, Petermeyer, split out here to the near side. 3 receivers split here to the near side, 1 to the far side, Tremaine in the gun. Corbus need to get some pressure on Tremaine. Tremaine lost it downfield to number 80, Petermeyer, and he hauls it in across midfield. Nice gainer there for Wes Marshall. It's going to bring up a 1st and 10. Ball's going to be placed at about the 47-yard line of Saturday Kid. A big game.
Yeah, just unfortunate that we're in man coverage there. That trips to our niche near side. Avery Moore in coverage in my slot receiver, and number 80 just runs a quick drag across the field, and we're just a step behind. So nice pickup by Wes Marshall.
Well thrown ball there by Tremaine. Tremaine in the shotgun again. 2 receivers here to the near side. 1 receiver out here to the flat. Goes down the middle again, but broken up. Good pass coverage there by the Cobras. Looks to be Ben Applegate in on the coverage.
Nice job. That's just another young guy. Another young guy that we haven't called him just a whole bunch this year, but that young man has done a heck of a job for us. So it looks to me like they're going to come out 2nd and long formation. They're going to come out in the spread formation once again. It's going to be a double slot, a rocky formation with 1 back in the backfield. Motion to the near side, and it's going to be a pitch out to the edge. One missed tackle, and then Nate Owen wraps him up, but not before he's dangerously close to a 1st down. A little trickery there. They run a double slot spread formation there. A little pitch to the running back. He gets the corner, not before drug down from behind by our big defensive end, number 10, Nate Owen. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and about 3. We'll see if they stay in that spread formation or if they go back to that stack eye.
8:35 to go here in the first quarter. Saturday Kittle leading 7-0. This would be a big stop here for the Cobras. Tremaine in the shotgun, sending number 15 in motion. Keeper by Tremaine. It's flipped up in the backfield by number 69, Gage Griner.
That's a young man that we've called his name here quite a bit here the last couple of weeks. They've moved him a little bit. In the position he's been playing, inside linebacker most of the year, moved him out to a defensive end spot, and he's done a heck of a job here the last couple of weeks. And it's nice to see that young man, doing things right and making big plays. Great job, Gage Griner, on that play.
4th and 5 for Wes Marshall. 7:52 to go here in the first quarter. It appears that Wes Marshall will go for it. on 4th and 5. Here's Tremaine in the shotgun. Pressure coming by the Cobras, and the Cobras got him and wrapped up. They will take over on down at about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, there was nothing doing. Great job by our two big defensive tackles, John Mather and J.T. Dumont. They knew it was a passing situation, and they got upfield, and they got upfield in a hurry. Those guys, just a little bull rush there, and they flushed him back to the inside to each other, and not quite sure who's going to get credit for that sack, but great job. Those two senior leader defensive tackles there making a big play to get the ball back.
Nate Saren, as we had mentioned, was that kind of crippled off the field earlier, but he is back on in that wing back position. Greger on in that slit spin back position. Here's the give to Crawford around the near side of the field. He's across the 50. Ooh, cuts it back. On his feet. He's got some running room at the 40, at the 30, and finally brought down at the 27-yard line off West Marshall.
Anytime he does that, it makes me nervous that we're going to have a block in the back. But he cut that all the way back across the grain, was stopped again in the backfield, ran backwards 3 yards, and then took it enough for the first down. He's just been running wild here in the second half of the year. Just a great job, great run there by Peyton Crawford.
They're going to split Peyton and Isaiah Hahn out to the far side of the field, and we've got Powers and Nate Saren here. Here's Better with the keeper up the middle. They try to strip the ball from him, and he holds on tight, carries it down to the 20-yard line. It's going to bring up second and 3 for the Cobras.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Jensen pulled that right out of the Kansas State playbook with Jake Waters there. Spread him out and let the quarterback run straight at him. So nice job, Blaine, picking up enough for 6 yards.
Here's Saren in motion. Hand off to Saren around the far side of the field. He's got some running room. Slip, but does pick up enough for the first down. They're going to mark him down at the 15-yard line. 6:41 to go. Saren and Kyoto leading 7-0.
Yeah, right now it's just fun to see that offensive line is clicking on all 8 cylinders, and there's holes a mile wide. I think, me being 30 years old, I think I could run through those holes right now. So those guys are doing a heck of a job. It looks like there's going to be a momentary stoppage of the clock. I think Wes Marshall player came off the field late. So they're going to stop the clock. I don't know if there's somebody else came on or what the story, if somebody got dinged.
It looked to me, like you said, one of the West Marshall kids came off the field. Here's Greno with a pass out to the flat to Saren. Saren's still on his feet, gathers that in at about the 15, moves it forward down to about the 11-yard line. So it's going to be up 2nd and 7 for the Cobras.
Yeah, a little interesting play call. We haven't seen that play all year long. That's out of that Rocky formation, that double slot formation. Run Nate Saren in motion there. Just a little bubble screen to him. Now we're going to be back in the single wing.
Greger and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's still on his feet. He's got good momentum moving forward. Looks like he's going to be dangerously close to picking up enough for a first down. In fact, he does. It's going to be a 1st and goal. Ball's going to be placed on the 4-yard line.
Nice job there again, offensive line, opening up a hole. Peyton does a great job of slipping the tackler there in the backfield, as he's done most of the year. And he's not a kid that you can take down with one tackle, and he'll make you pay for it. So you need to tackle him low, or he'll pick up enough for the first down on you.
No doubt about it. Like you said earlier, he's running like a man possessed the last 3-4 games. It is fun to watch Peyton Crawford run. Here we come out in that single wing set. Greger and Crawford in the backfield. Fake to Crawford. Greger rolls out here to the near side. Got a guy open down in the corner of the end zone. Finds Isaiah Hahn for the touchdown. So with 5:32 to go here in the first quarter, Greger to Hahn. Makes the score 13-0.
Yeah, nice to
favor Saren and
Kyoto. Nice to see a little. That's what it's going to open up also here in the upcoming. This week and next week, people are keying so much on number 45, Peyton Crawford. That little play action pass is there now. So, nice job, great play call, and well executed by the Cobras.
PAT on up and good, I should say. Cobras were on to attempt the PAT, Striegel's kick, up and good. So, 5:32 to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kiera now leads the Trojans of West Marshall 14-0.
This is what we've been waiting to see all week, for the last 8 weeks. We haven't seen this since game one, jumping out to an early 14-0 lead here in the first quarter. So it's good to see the Sigourney Kiera guys out to come out ready to play offensively and defensively. Right now we're doing it as a total team unit, and that's hats off to the coaches having them ready to go tonight.
Absolutely. You know, you and I and another individual have talked about that prior to the game, that you go back to that BGM game, first game of the year, and we jumped on them early, and we kind of took them out of their element, and as a result, you know, came out victorious 28-14. It's good to see that the Cobras are doing something similar to that game here tonight. 5:32 to go. Cobras in the first quarter. Cobras leading 14-0. Weber on the kick. Kind of a low lining kick. West Marshall picks it up at about the 14-yard line there, across the 20, and brought down. Good coverage by the Cobras. Brought down at around the 28.
Yeah, and it's hard to see who's exactly in on that tackle. There's a host of Cobras, I believe number 50. Boonder also with number 53. Peyton Uphold, number 51. Also, there's number...
Tanner Boss.
Yeah, Tanner Boss there on the tackle. So those guys did a nice job there on the kick coverage once again.
So the Cobras trots back onto the field. Their second opportunity on defense. Tremaine in the gun for West Marshall. One receiver to the near side, one to the far side. Here comes Jewell around the near side of the field, and put down from behind by Cole Striegel, number 16.
Yeah, great job, Cole Striegel, there from that middle linebacker position, just scraping off his block. And the defensive line doing their job. Nate up maybe number 10, Nate Owen, from his defensive end job, or spot, did his job. He got his outside step, got his hands on that offensive tackle, and gave there enough room for Cole Striegel to scrape behind him and make a play for a loss. So great job by those two individuals there.
Two receivers split over to the far side, one to the near side, lone back in backfield with Tremaine as he stands in the gun. He's back to pass, got a guy open, in and out of the hands of number 4, Coverly. That will bring up a third and long situation for the Trojans.
Yeah, nice job, Avery Moore, number 15 there on coverage. He's playing that safety position right now, along with Luke Greiner for Ben Horace. So those guys are young guys, but guys that have been playing here all 9 weeks. We expect big things out of them at this point in the year.
Third and long for the Trojans of West Marshall. Three receivers split over to the far side. One here to the near side, Tremaine in the shotgun, lone back in the backfield. Here comes pressure from Peyton Crawford. He's cutting down. He comes in like a house of fire and brings him down at the 16-yard line. It's coming up fourth and very long for the Trojans.
Yeah, great job, Peyton, there. He comes on an outside linebacker blitz off the edge and isn't touched. And, there's just by the time he received that snap, Peyton was in his face, and that was bad news there for West Marshall. So great job by Peyton there on defense, and also the rest of the defensive line. And it's going to bring up a punting situation. Hopefully we can rein this one in and make some positive yards out of the punt.
Jewell back to punt for West Marshall. Crawford stands on his own 45-yard line to receive. The ball hits at about the 45-yard line of West Marshall and takes a Sigourney Kiera bounce down at about the 44-yard line. Crawford will take over first and 10.
Yeah, and take over. It's great field position here once again. We're going to get the ball back right around the 43-yard line. You got to be thinking, we're going to keep this. We've been pretty steady between the run and the pass here. But you got to be thinking we're going to see a lot of number 11, 45 here before we finish up
direct snap to Crawford, comes near side of the field, picks up about seven, is going to bring up second and three.
Boy, I can't stress enough, our offensive line here the last few weeks, we talked a lot in those first, those opening weeks, they were catching a lot of it and they weren't pushing forward enough. Those guys have really took that to heart, and they're just burying people up front right now. Just a heck of a job offensive line.
Nice to see that offensive line is doing their job. They're getting penetration. Here's a handoff to Seren right there in that 1-2 gap. Carries it forward for about a yard, maybe two. It's going to be up third and short for the Cobras.
Yeah, direct snap there to Peyton Crawford that time. Just a quick little handoff to Nate Seren, and he does have enough to pick up about two. It's going to leave us with a third and a long one or a short two, however you see it. It's hard to see across the field. So big third down. Hopefully the guys pick it up here.
Redder in the backfield, direct snap, handoff now to Crawford, to Seren. Seren's got some running room. He's across the 30, across the 25, finally brought down around the 22-yard line. More than enough for a first down. Move the chains, Cobras first and 10.
Great job, direct snap there to Peyton Crawford, just a little counter play to Nate Seren. Great job getting a great lead block there by Gage Griner up the hole, and he follows him through and has enough to pick up a first down. Looks like we're going to come out in that spread formation, trips to the near side here.
Yeah, trips here to the near side, Gretter in the backfield. Here's a handoff, direction out to Crawford, handoff to Seren, nothing going. Didn't cool the Trojans of West Marshall.
Yeah, not that time. We had definitely numbers here. We were trying to catch them off guard and run that little counter play back to the weak side there where we didn't have numbers. And unfortunately, their linebackers did a nice job reading it, and it's going to be about a two-yard loss. That's the first loss of the night, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, second and 12 for the Cobras. Seren in that wingback position. Here's Gretter. Gretter back to pass, rolls here to the near side of the field, being chased by one of the... Oh, and that's a late hit. That's a late hit, but they're not going to throw it. Boy, he was out of bounds. Gretter takes a major hit out of bounds by one of the West Marshall players, but no laundry thrown as a result.
Yeah, just very, very fortunate. Blaine got back up. That was a big hit right there on the sidelines. He was a... there's nothing going downfield, so he took off downfield and tried to get the corner and pick up positive yardage, and he paid the price and took a big hit there on the sideline. He bounces right back up, and he's going to lead him here in the single wing once again.
So here's Gretter, handoff to Crawford around the far side of the field. Peyton's got some running room, and he picks up about 7, potentially 8 yards on that carry, but it is going to leave them short of a first down. It's going to bring up a 4th and 6. For the Cobras.
Nice little gainer there. Picked about 6, 7, 8 yards on that specific play. It is going to bring a 4th down situation, so we'll see if Coach Jensen likes to keep it on the ground here or air it out.
That will be interesting to see. Gretter in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's a handoff to Crawford here to the near side of the field. Not to be denied, Crawford finally brought down at about the 2-yard line. And there is, in fact, a penalty marker on the play. I'll bet this is going to be one of those horse collars.
Yeah, it's either going to be a horse collar or a late face mask. It is going to be a horse collar against Wes Marshall there, right on the 2-yard line. It'll be a half a distance to the goal penalty. So it's going to put the ball there on the 1-yard line, 1st down and goal. Just a nice job there, 4th down run. Peyton Crawford around the outside, had the lead blockers in front of him, did a nice job following them, and he has enough to pick up the 1st down and then some.
And a lot of runs are across the bottom of the scoreboard right now. 1st down, ball on the 1, 1 to go, and it's the first quarter, 55 seconds to go, and the Cobras are threatening. Gretter and Crawford in the backfield. Here's the keeper by Gretter. Did I miss that?
Yeah, I believe it was a direct snap, actually, to Peyton Crawford. It was a fake snap to Blaine Gretter. He took it in there for the touchdown. So nice job by those young men. Great job offensive line blocking up front once again.
Boy, Blaine did a great job of selling me on that deal. It looked like he grabbed that thing and was moving forward. But, in fact, even this old guy can get faked out by this single wing offense. Strickland to attempt the PAT. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Sigourney Kiera now leads West Marshall 21 to nothing. Well, Mikey, you know, offense has looked really good the last 3 weeks. Defense has been suspect at best, and I've been extremely impressed with the way our kids have come out and taken care of business on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. Really, we forced them. They did have one long pass play across the middle there. We have a lot of young faces there in the defensive backfield getting settled in with the entry to number four, Ben Horace. Defensively, really, our defensive line and linebackers are doing a heck of a job stopping the run right now. They've virtually had no yards running the ball up front. So, the guys are doing a great job, and hopefully they continue to do that the rest of the game here.
West Marshall sends two kids back to receive Weber's kick. Ball's placed on the 40-yard line, back deep is, I believe, number 15, Murray. He's got some running room. Oh, no, he's going to carry that jewel with the reception, and he's going to take that thing 90 yards to the house for a touchdown. Little breakdown there.
Yeah, no flags, and he virtually took that right up the middle. He made a couple guys miss a tackle there, and he was gone to the races. That being said, we talked about West Marshall coming in on the year 0-8. They're going to be fired up. They want a taste of victory here before the year is over, and they do a heck of a job there on the kick return, making a lane for their kick returner, and they take it 90 yards to the house.
They sure do. So with 32 seconds to go, West Marshall gets on the board. It is now 21-6 in favor of Sigourney Kiera. West Marshall on to attempt the extra point. We'll await to see if they're going to kick it or go for two. It appears they're going to go for two. Tremaine under center. Here's Tremaine with the pitch to Jewel. Jewel is wrapped up by a host of Cobras. Looks like John Mather. Carl Strudel and number 54, Lane Boonder.
Yep, those guys have done a heck of a job all night, and there is nothing doing. They came out in that stack eye formation, little pitch out to the tailback, and those guys were in the backfield before he hardly got the pitch. So we were not fooled. Excuse me. There on that little trickery there, they went for two. Nice job securing that defense. Now we'll get the ball back and then hopefully put up seven here.
32.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kiera leading 21-6 as a result of that failed two-point conversion by West Marshall. So Sigourney Kiera will send their two backs back deep to receive this kickoff. It appears this time it's going to be Luke Greiner and Jacob Wickenkamp back deep. They stand on about their 10-yard line. On to perform the kicking duties for West Marshall, number 53, Tyler Cassidy. Here is the kick. Kind of a squib kick. It's going to be taken by Greiner at about the 15. He's across the 20, the 25. He cuts it out to the far side of the field and finally drug down. Nice return by Luke Greiner. Finally tore down there at around the 42-yard line.
Yeah, nice job. A little squib kick down the field, and it goes to our deep back, Luke Greiner. He takes it up the field, makes a couple guys miss, and gets drug down from his shoulder pads, but not before he picks up a big chunky yardage. Nice to see that just a freshman there making a big play on the return.
Nice return by Greiner. That sets the Cobras up first and 10 on the 43-yard line. Cobras getting set. Going to split Nate Sarin out here to the near side of the field, something we haven't seen tonight yet. Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Greiner with the handoff to Crawford. Crawford straight up the middle, moving forward, and finally brought down at about the 49-yard line, so he picks up about six, going to bring up second and four.
Now it looks to me like Cole Strigl is going to come on the field, and I believe Colton Schwanke is going to come off, so we're going to put the big power blocking back in. We'll see if we see a lot of, some single-wing smash-mouth football here. It is going to be a timeout. Oh,
first quarter there, Mike.
First quarter.
So with the quarter coming to a close here after one, Sigourney Kyoto leading 21-6, but they have the ball second and four on the 49-yard line. I want to take this time to recognize our sponsors. Going to start tonight with Vitito Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment, and I've got to give a little shout-out to both Evan and Jackson Vitito. Their dad, one of the owners of that business, they were listening in last week when I gave a shout-out. They're listening in again tonight. Future Cobras, Jackson and Evan Vitito. But Vitito Incorporated has been creating and supplying successful innovations for your agricultural and livestock needs since 1967, providing you with high-quality equipment like Showstopper, Vitito Hog Equipment, Vitito Chaff Spreaders, Friesian Seed Handling Equipment, KSI Conveyors, and EPS Buildings. Vitito Incorporated, a proud supporter of Sigourney Kyoto Football, and by Town and Country Insurance, Town and Country Insurance, for all your insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, insurance, stop in and see Angie Gritter at Town & Country Insurance, Highway 92 East in Sigourney. We're back and ready to get this second quarter underway. Cobras have the ball, second and four, on the 49-yard line to start of the second quarter. Here's a direct snap to Cole Strigl. He's got great running room straight up the middle. He crosses over the 50 down to about the 40-yard line. First and 10, Cobras.
Great job. Great lead block there also by Peyton Crawford. Does a heck of a job meeting the defensive lineman in the hole and bust a big hole there for Cole. So nice job by those young men. Pick up the first.
Here's a handoff to Crawford, far side of the field. He cuts it back across the grain, picks up about five. He's going to be brought down at about the 35-yard line. He's going to bring up second down and 5 yards for the Cobras.
You know, it looks to me like Cole Strigl came back off the field and Colton Swanky came back in. So probably just giving Cole a little bit of a breather there with that shoulder injury. Not too many weeks fast, so. Not a guy that we can definitely lose to afford to lose here the next upcoming week.
Two receivers the far side of the field. One here to the near. Here's Gritter. He's got his target in, I believe that's Owen, across the middle. Dangerously close to that first down marker. We'll await the placement of the ball. It's going to be just shy of a first down. Bring up third and less than one for the Cobras. Lane's doing a great job back in that pocket, you know, finding his receivers and throwing a nice ball.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hats off to our offensive line for giving him time to find that receiver. So here we are with a handoff now to Sigourney. Sigourney's got more than enough for a first down, dragging tacklers down the field. They're going to place him down at around the 17-yard line. Move the chains, first and 10 Cobras, 10:33 to go here in the second quarter. Cobras leading 21-6.
Yeah, that's the Nate Searin we're used to seeing run on that counter. He does a heck of a job and just follows his lead blocks, and he's a great north and south runner, and he's dragging guys and everything else. So great job by that young man.
Two receivers split here to the near side of the field. Here's Gritter with a handoff this time. It looks like Crawford's got it again. He's got the edge and brought down there by a West Marshall player. Might have picked up a yard. Call it two. It's going to be at second and eight.
Boy, and I don't know if you've seen that block. Nate Searin was out. He was the trips guy there. And he had a little crackback block there on the defensive end. And boy, he's that defensive end's lucky to keep his helmet on. What a heck of a block by number 11 there. Unfortunately, we didn't pick up more yards.
Here's Gritter under center. Handoff this time to Crawford up the middle. wrapped up there by a couple Trojans. Brought down after he gets to about the 14-yard line. It's going to be a third and six for the Cobras.
Definitely a situation we've been in here from time to time this year is definitely one of those things. Even though we got a lot of young guys playing those specialty positions, they've been in these type of situations, so we expect big things out of them now at this point in the year.
Gretter and Crawford in the backfield. Snap to Gretter. Gretter running that option. And might have been the wrong read that time. He did a good job, but he might have made the wrong read there as he runs that option.
Yeah,
to the far side of the field.
He's slow to come up there in the defensive backfield. I think that's number 56, Curtis Klatt. He's going to walk gingerly off the field. He had a tough time getting up there. I don't know if that's a back or what that is. He is going to come off on his own power. I believe big number 74, John Mather, is going to come in for him on the offensive line. So brings up a fourth and a five situation. We've been in this situation time to time over here the last 8 weeks these Cobras. They are resilient, if nothing less. It's been a tough sledding here at times in the season, but these guys are fired up tonight, so hopefully they have enough to pick up the first down.
Yeah, you know what? Put her in the hands of that workhorse, number 45. I'll bet you he'll find a way to make a first down. 8:32 to go here in the second quarter. Crawford and Gretter in the backfield. Handoff. No, they're going to run it. Run that counter to Nate Searin. And Nate Searin's across the 10 and brought down inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be enough for a first down. Going to bring up first and goal for the Cobras.
And that's such a great play call. You got to be thinking if you're Wes Marshall, you got a key on number 45, fourth and five type of situation. And that's a great thing to have a kid like Nate Searin to be able to hand that ball off to on that counter and expect him to be no fall off from Peyton Crawford. So
yeah.
Great job by those guys there, the misdirection play there in the backfield.
For sure, Micah. So here we are. Gretter rolls out to the far side of the field in a passing situation, throws back across the field, and I believe it was complete. Didn't gain a lot. Looking to try to grab a number here. The Cobras are in those purple jersey, sometimes tough. I believe that was Nate Owen in on the reception.
Yep.
Carries that ball down to about the 3-yard line, 1-yard line, so it's going to bring up second goal from the one for the Cobras. 7:30 to go here before half.
Three downs to punch it in. You got to be thinking run here on second down, I would think.
I would too, Micah. Gretter and Crawford in the backfield, staring in motion. Here's Crawford with a handoff.
There is.
He's in that pitch down, but there is a penalty marker. Could this be potentially?
Yeah, it could be a hold or possibly. I don't know. It's hard to say. That was thrown. No, it's going to be. I didn't see what they call it. They call it shot block.
It was like a block.
You often wonder when it's thrown that quick and it's thrown right at the heart of the line in a short yardage situation if that's possibly could be the situation. So they're going to march them back here. Not a position that we're not accustomed to, unfortunately.
That's right.
Let's just see how resilient the guys are here. It's going to be second and down from about the 15 now. See what Coach Jensen has up his sleeve here, and we need got 15 yards to pay dirt.
Yep, second goal. Ball's now placed on the 16-yard line as a result of that penalty marker. They're going to split one receiver here to the near side of the field, two over to the far side of the field. Gretter back in the shotgun. Here's Searin in motion. Takes Arnold and Gretter under pressure and brought down there by number 56. Number 56 is Sharper for the Trojans, so that's going to bring up third and goal from about the 20-yard line. So not as good of line coverage as we would have liked there, Micah.
No,
but
definitely not.
We'll see what Coach dials up. We got two more plays. Third and 19. Ball sits on the 19th. Third and goal from the 19. We're going backwards. So here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford goes backwards, and then he, oh boy, he's changing position. Throws it up, and it is intercepted. I believe that might have been that halfback pass they were going to try. Oh, they're going to call it. No, he did not intercept. He must have trapped that ball. It looked like he had it in his grasp.
Yeah, and just not, the offensive line struggling to withstand their blocks there. Peyton was kind of running awkwardly. They're rolling out to the near side here, and just very, very unfortunate that he couldn't get rid of that a little bit sooner. They had it well covered, so, that's something that they've seen on the game clock. Now it does look like Cole Striegel is going to come on to attempt a field goal.
It's going to be about a 36-yarder for Cole. He's kicked a 31-yarder earlier this year. We'll see what Cole's got. And he comes up about 10 yards short on that one. So with 6:06 to go, the Trojans of West Marshall will take over first and 10 on the 19-yard line, their own 19-yard line. Cobras leading 21-6.
Yeah, and just unfortunate. That's the first time we had the ball here in the first half, and we haven't been able to put points on the board. We did attempt the extra point, but when we're on the one-yard line, we can't have those little things, those little mental mistakes. It's week 9 now, Amos. We got to be able to shore those things up, especially moving forward here in the year. We cannot go backwards from that position. We got to be able to punch it through when we're on that one-yard line.
So they spot the ball on the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans of West Marshall. Tremaine's been running quarterback duties.
Now they're going to call, I believe, a timeout to West Marshall. I don't think they had enough guys on the field, I believe. They were going to line up in that stack eye formation, and their coach quickly takes a timeout. They want to talk about it. So now would be a good time for Coach Jensen, Coach Jarms, to go out there and get the defense fired up. It's time to get a stop. One thing we haven't seen too many times this year is a big turnover by the defense. Interception, fumble recovery. We've had a few here during the year, but it's time for the defense to step up, make a big play. That's something that, all good defenses got to make opportunities for our offense also. So hopefully those guys are fired up and flying around. I know there's a lot of young guys there in that defensive backfield, but those West Marshall guys are hungry, so we got to be ready here.
You look out across here, it looks like they got Griner in playing, looks like an end position there. This series of downs, he's been at that linebacker position. He's been in the safety position. It looks to me like he's playing.
Yeah, they came up in that, we're up in that five-man front right now. He's running that, he's playing that outside backer position that Peyton Crawford usually plays. So that's a walk-up outside linebacker. He'll come steaming off this end, I would guess.
Here's Tremaine under center. Two-back set. Oh, and the Cobras jump. Cobras jump. Going to give him 5 yards there. Must have been a hard count.
Yeah, we're going to spot they're going to spot him five. Nice awareness by their offense coming out of the first down. Nice hard count. Maybe they got our big number 10, Nate Owen, there to jump there on first down.
So it's going to bring up first and 5 from the 25 for the Trojans of West Marshall. Trojans break huddle. Be nice for the Cobras to put up a stop here. First and 5 for the Trojans. Tremaine with the handoff up the middle. Not much going. Might have picked up a yard. It's going to bring up second down and potentially 4 for the Trojans.
Yeah, not a lot going there. In on the tackle, I believe, Gage Griner and also Big John Mather, J.C. Dumont up front. That defensive line is doing a heck of a job right now. So there's just not a lot going there straightforward, that's for sure.
5:37 to go here before half. Cobras leading 21-6. Second down and 2. Ball sits on the 28-yard line. Tremaine under center. Tremaine back to pass. Got a guy down deep. And overshoots his man in on the coverage downfield. Avery Moore and Blaine Gritter.
Yeah, nice job by our defensive backs there, Blaine's playing free safety out there. We're just going one safety and a man coverage there, second down in a short situation. So nice job by those guys to be aware, and they read the pass, and we're in the right positions there.
So brings up third and two for the Trojans, single three-back set. Here's a handoff up the middle again. He breaks through. I believe that running back is Jewell. He crosses over the 35, brought down, crosses over the 45, brought down just beyond the 45-yard line, enough for a first down. Now it's first and 10. It's time for the Cobras to get a stop right here, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt. Nice job, Avery Moore, there coming in from his safety position to make the tackle there. Linebackers kind of got jumbled up there in that big mix-up there on the offensive line, so they're back in the stack eye.
Yep, stack eye. Tremaine under center. Hand off to Jewell. Jewell bounces it to the far side of the field and brought down after a short gain.
And by a host of Cobras, it's really going to be hard for me to see who's in on that tackle. You know, there's not much doing running into the teeth of that Sigourney Kyoto defense. They're in that stack eye formation. And we're doing a nice job combating that right now with running eight guys in the box and daring them to pass, running some man coverage there on the outside. So we're leaving a lot to hang our hats on those linebackers right now and that defensive line. You know, a few young guys in there, but they're matching it well.
Yep, pick up of two, second and eight, still with that three-back set. Tremaine under center again. Here comes the pitch to the near side of the field. Good job by Ben Applegett, and Avery Moore flying in from his position. Good job there by three young guys, Griner, Moore, and Applegett, to do their jobs and string that play out and bring him down gain of about two is all.
Yeah, this you know, this West Marshall offense, they run that stack eye. That brings me back to when I was a child, and I'm watching a little bit of Tom Osborne, Nebraska football. That's just a little sweet play there to the tailback. Two lead blockers out in front of them, and our young guys there on the outside do a nice job of forcing it and stretching it out.
Third and six for the Trojans. Here's the pitch to the far side of the field. Not much going. Might have gained a yard. That's going to bring it fourth down and five for the Trojans. So they got decision time here because they are still in their own territory.
Yeah, no doubt. And it looks like Luke Reiner's going to take a step back into that free safety position. If they do elect to kick it, he's going to be the deep guy, I believe. But I believe they're going to stay in that stack eye formation. He's going to run up to the line back to that defensive end spot.
Tremaine under center trying to draw him off is what they're trying to do.
Not
they're going to call a timeout. So, thankfully, not a mental mistake on behalf of the Cobras that time, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, these guys have played a good football game defensively, really only giving up, the one first down, per se. There are, as far as running goes, they did give up that longer pass play there in the first quarter. But defensively, we're sticking to our keys and doing things well right now. So, hopefully... you know, fourth down and long four now. You would think Cope's taking a timeout there. You think he's probably electing the punt from his side of the field now and try to pin SK deep, make them drive the length of the field. But you never know. They're hungry for a win. He may be going have something up his sleeve and either a fake or just maybe playing going for it here.
Yeah, we'll see what they come out in. The teams are heading back onto the field. 2:52 to go before half. Sigourney Kyoto leading 21-6 over West Marshall.
They are going to go for it.
Yeah, two receivers.
They're going to do a quick kick.
Two receivers here to the near side of the field. One, two to the far side. Two back in the backfield. Jermaine in the shotgun. Tremaine back, pressure coming, got it up, got his receiver open there in number 17, has enough for a first down. Nice play call on behalf, 17.
Yeah, just a little quick out to the slot receiver there, and our guys are playing off. Maybe just a nickel farther than I would in that situation, I guess, but You know, our corner and our outside linebackers are playing just a little bit deeper, giving a little more cushion there in that spread formation.
Yeah, two receivers here to the near side, two over to the far side. Tremaine still in that shotgun position. Got pressure coming this time. Heaves one downfield, and there's flags everywhere.
It is going to be picked off, actually. I believe Avery Moore picked that off, but there is going to be a flag before that.
Potentially a holdback here of the direction of these flags. So they'll probably decline. Yeah.
It is going to be a hold, so they're going to decline this penalty. Avery Moore did a great job on defense, defensive coverage there to pick the in-man coverage, step in front of that pass to his receiver and pick that ball off. And they're going to decline this penalty and take over on the interception. So that's what I was talking about there a few minutes ago. It's time for this defense to step up and make a big play.
So Avery Moore with a big big play, something you had talked about just not more than 5 minutes ago, have that defense come up with a big play. That's Avery's second interception in as many games here at Sigourney Kyoto.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a young guy once again.
Absolutely. Wilbert does a wonderful job back there in the defensive backfield. So the Cobras drop back on. 2:29 to go before half. Cobras have the ball, first and 10 on the 45. Here's the handoff to Crawford. He's got running room up the middle. He's across the 50 and finally drug down at about the 43-yard line. First and 10. Move the chains.
Yeah, that's the Peyton Crawford that we're accustomed to seeing here in Week 9. He looked like he was maybe going to be stopped there in the backfield, and he just picked up ahead of steam, and there was nobody stopping him from picking up that first down.
Yeah, really nice job by Peyton. Cobras, here's Siren in motion. Here's the handoff to Siren, and he moves across the 40 and drug down at about the 38-yard line of West Marshall. 2 minutes to go in the half. Cobras got it, second and 5. They hustle up to the ball. Siren over here, the near side of the field in his wingback position. In motion again, handoff to Crawford. Crawford moves across the 40, gets down, tackled right at about the 36-yard line. Third down and short. We'll call it third and 3 for the Cobra. Cobra's wasting no time getting to the ball. 1:28 to go before half. Brenner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's a handoff again to Siren. Siren here to the near side, drags it forward down to about the 31-yard line, so he's going to be dangerously close to that first down. He's got it. First and 10, Cobras. 1:17 to go before half. Cobras wasting no time. They're calling their plays quick. They'd like to punch this thing into the end zone before half. Direct snap to Crawford. Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got to see him up the middle of the field. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Peyton Crawford. 1:03 to go before half. Peyton Crawford takes it 31 yards to pay dirt. That puts the Cobras up 27-6. With 1:03 to go, Striggle trots onto the field to attempt the PAT. Gritter on to hold.
Great job by those guys in hurry-up offense. It's hard for me to kind of get a word in edgewise when we're in that hurry-up mode, but great job by those guys executing, and great run there by Peyton Crawford to pick up the 6.
The kick is up, and it's good. So 1 minute, 3 seconds to go before half. Sigourney Kyoto now leading 28-6 over West Marshall. Great big play there by our defense to come up, even more to come up with that interception. Offense wasted no time putting this one where they needed it. We pretty much gave them one. Well, that chop block down there when we were first in goal, second goal, and we got that 15-yard penalty, and we just couldn't make much go of it from then on. So we got what we deserved there. It realistically should be 28-6 at this point in time of the ball game.
Yeah, no doubt, and just a great job of a couple of young guys there on the defensive backfield. Flying around, making some plays, Avery Moore on that interception. securing the ball back to the offense, and then a quick hurry-up offense, which we haven't seen all year, and kind of caught Wes Marshall off guard there in that two-minute drill, and just a great job of those guys executing, moving the ball down the field at a rapid pace, and a great run by Peyton Crawford to cap a 60-yard offensive drive in less than a minute and a half.
Yep, J.C. Dumont on to kick this one off. The ball takes a bounce at about the 22-yard line and picked up by number 15 for Wes Marshall and brought down this time. They weren't going to let him take that one to the house. In on that tackle to beat Danny Haynes. And I think Isaiah Hahn, number 18.
So we'll see what the defense has cooking here. 56 seconds left. You would think that Wes Marshall is going to come out again in that spread formation, the shotgun look. They're going to try to spread us out. Hopefully, Coach Johns has us and we get some pressure here. And we don't sit too far on our heels here.
Yes, and there were two receivers, the near side and the far side. Tremaine does complete his pass to number 80, Peter Meyer. Short pickup of about six. Going to bring up second. Well, they're going to call it seven. Second and three for Wes Marshall. Ball sits just shy of the 40-yard line.
Yeah, and it looks like Coach Jensen's talking to Ben Apgett right now. Our corners are playing about 7 yards off the ball. In that rocky formation, their double slot, I call this double spread formation. Right now our corners are just giving too much room in that situation, and they're giving them that room to pick up that 6-7 yards on that quick little out. So nice job by Wes Marshall recognizing that we're giving them a little bit of room on there on the outside. But hopefully now we can come back here second and short and we bring a little bit more heat. You got to be thinking that they're going to stay in that same rocky spread formation here and try to air it out on us.
That's in fact what they're going to do, Micah. They come trot right back onto the field. They got two to the far side, two to the near side, still giving way more cushion than I would care to have our deep backs give Tremaine in the shotgun. Here comes pressure. Oh, Boonder Boom brings down Tremaine in the backfield. Loss, big loss on the play. He was coming hard.
Yeah, no doubt. Just Lane Boonder coming from his outside linebacker position. We've seen that same play there last week. He blitzes around the end, and they just don't have the numbers to catch him. And just a great job by that young man.
So here's Tremaine back to pass again. He heaves one out deep, and broken up downfield in on that breakup. Looks to be Luke Greiner, and I think Boonder is back peddling.
Yep, that time Lane Boonder from his linebacker position. He's in man there on that slot receiver. And Luke Greiner playing that free safety center field position does a nice job of breaking that up. It's going to force the fourth down and long here with about 6.6 seconds left here in the first half.
6.6 seconds to go before half. Tremaine in the shotgun. He's running his receivers deep. He throws one up, and it's out of bounds. Luke Greiner there on the coverage, but no receiver to be found. 1.3 seconds to go. Cobra's going to take over on downs. Hey, what do you dial up here, Coach?
At this point, in the first half, being up 28-6, maybe you just put it in number 45's hands and see what he can do. They are going to come out in the our rocky formation here, double spread, single back there in the backfield.
Right, here's Sharon in motion, fakes the handoff. Greiner heaves one up deep. It's going to come out. Yeah, no! Finally, we do it! We score with the last second on the clock before half. Clayton Greiner to Pete Crawford. Touchdown, Cobras, as time expires before half.
And I stand corrected. They go in rocky formation there, and Blaine, he backs up, and he heaves over a long ball to Peyton Crawford. He catches him in stride, and there's no one going to catch 45. He goes across the goes across the goal line. Great job by that young man there on that reception.
The ball is down. The kick is up for the PAT, and it is good. So as time expires, the Cobras score another touchdown, take the lead into the locker room, 35-6. Want to bring you up to speed here on the halftime of scores around the listing area. So the
big set here for the defense coming out here in the third quarter. Let's see what the SK's made of.
Absolutely. Same players on the field. Tremaine in under center. Here's the handoff. Handoff up the middle. Good. Good little crease there for the West Marshall back. Not sure. I didn't catch his number. Number 54. Not even on the roster, but nice run.
Yeah.
Gain of about 8. Going to bring up 2nd and 2 for the Trojans. Three back set. Again, Tremaine under center. Here's a handoff. Up, straight up the middle again, but not much going this time. Good coverage by the Cobras.
Yeah, nice job defensive line there, getting a great push up from big number 74, John Mather, along with Lane Boender from his linebacker spot, and also Gage Garner from that defensive end spot that he hasn't played just a whole bunch this year. But here, as of the last 2 weeks, he's done a heck of a job securing that corner for us. It's going to bring up a 3rd and a long 1.
3rd and a long 1, as Micah says, for the Trojans. Doing that 3-back set. That Nebraska set, as Micah says, quarterback keeper, just a good penetration by the West Marshall line. Going to give them enough for the first down. Ball's going to be placed just shy of the 50-yard line. We're going to mark it on about the 47-yard line of West Marshall. 1st and 10, 10:39 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and that's they've stayed in the same set there, that first set of downs. They've just stayed in that same stack high at Old Nebraska, double-tight formation, and tried to run the ball right at SK and had some success.
Tremaine under center, again, directly pitched, this time out to number 54, the unknown man. Not much going, though. After he crosses the line of scrimmage, he picks up about 2 yards. That's going to bring up 2nd. Picks up about 3. He's going to bring up 2nd and 7.
Nice job that time flowing from their defensive end spot. I believe Big Nate Owen from his defensive end spot, and also Nate's here. They're forcing it back to the inside from his corner cornerback position.
So 2nd and 7, 9:55 to go here in the third quarter. Tremaine directly under center in that 3-back set. Handoff up the middle and met by that big line, that big defensive line of Sigourney Chioda, and stacked up right at the 45-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd and 3 for the Trojans. So they made it known they're going to run it right at us, Micah. Trojans wasting no time getting up to the ball. Tremaine directly under center again, 3-back set. Cobras in that 6-man line. Oh, and boy, I'm not sure who that was, if it was Jewel, but he found a seam and pops through the middle, brought down at the 39-yard line of the Cobras, enough for a first down. 1st and 10, Trojans, just shy of the 39-yard line of the Cobras. Trojans have come up with 2 first downs here quickly. 3 backs in the backfield. Jermaine under center. Pitch. Ball out here to the far side, the near side of the field, and nothing going. Picks up maybe 1 yard, brought down there by Lane Boender. Cole Striggle also over there as well as Ben Applegate.
Yeah, and a great job there by our cornerback, Ben Applegate, on this side. He does his job to perfection here. He's great run support on the outside and forces it back into that outside linebacker, Lane Boender, does a great job scraping and making the play just for a short gain. Great job.
Second and long for the Trojans. Tremaine under center. Handoff this time. Oh, and wrapped up immediately behind the line of scrimmage. In on that tackle. Peyton Crawford and Gage Griner.
Yeah, Gage Griner from that outside, our defensive end spot. And then also Peyton Crawford from his outside linebacker position. We're actually in kind of a five-man look there, which we walk up Peyton Crawford in that outside linebacker set. So now it looks like they are going to go ahead and go trips out to the far side.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver here to the near side. Tremaine now in the backfield in the shotgun position. Third and 10 for the Trojans. Tremaine back to pass. Some pressure coming. He's got a guy across the middle. And the pass is incomplete. Griner down there on the coverage. So with 7:31 to go, Cobras leading 35-6. It brings up a fourth and 10 situation for the Trojans. Michael, what are you doing this? It looks like they're going to go for it, even though it is fourth and 10. They got three receivers split over to the far side, one here to the near side. They are all looking at their wristbands trying to get this play figured out. One back in the backfield along with Tremaine. He is in motion here to the near side. Here's Tremaine back to pass. He's got a guy open downfield deep. Oh, and in and out of the hands, he had Lane Boonder beat.
Yeah, he sure did. Lane Boonder kind of, as they were going into coverage there, he wasn't quite sure. You know, he's not a young man that's played just tremendously a lot this year. He steps out as a running back comes out in that formation, and he wasn't quite sure exactly what his pass coverage responsibilities were, too. He was just a step behind. Very, very fortunate for SK there that ball is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver.
So the Cobras take over first and 10, ball on the 39-yard line. Gritter in the backfield. He fakes the handoff to Crawford, hands it off to Seren. Seren finds the seam across the center, brings it to the near side, picks up about 4 yards, going to bring up second and 6 for the Cobras.
Just a nice hard run in there by Nate Seren, you know, straight up the middle on that little counterplay. Here we go, second down in a long five.
6:57 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Seren in motion. Gretter. Robert, he's got some open field. He's at the 30, the 20. Left hand. Touchdown. Cobras. Peyton Crawford rattles one off from the 44-yard line of the Cobras. He picked that one a long ways for the touchdown. 56 yards.
Boy, and I tell you what, I don't know if it's possible, but Peyton Crawford looks like he got faster as the year went on, because he found that seam and he was gone. There was nobody touching him, and he took that thing north and south, and there was nothing but pay dirt.
Very, very well done. Great blocking up front. Peyton found his seam, takes it 56 yards to pay dirt. Triggle on to attempt the PAT. High snap. Gregor gets it down, but that one is no good. So with 6:44 to go in the third quarter, Sigourney Kieta now leading the Trojans of West Marshall 41-6.
So as we kick off here from this point on, Amos, as long as there's that 35-point rule in effect, so there should be a running clock here, even though we did miss the extra point. They were also unsuccessful on their extra point after their touchdown there in the first quarter. So we should have a running clock here, and it'll make the game a little bit more interesting, a little more quicker pace. So
yep.
We'll see. You know, this is still big, big defensive series here for SK coming out of as we kick off. See what these guys can do. I'm sure we're going to be shuffling a few guys in there, but they need to be able to step up and make a play.
On to perform the kicking duties for Sigourney Kieta is J.C. Dumont. Ball's placed on the 40-yard line. The kick is away. Nice kick by J.C. Fumbled by number 4, there overly and brought down. He brings it across. Number one Thompson.
There is also going to be a flag on the play. It kind of looks like possibly a block in the back from where I was sitting. I'm not quite sure if it's a hold or that, but you would sure see where the flag was thrown. That it's probably that of.
Yep.
So it is going to be a legal block.
So they're going to start a little deeper than what they initially thought. He had carried that ball forward to around the 35-yard line. They will back him up. A few yards here, and we will, as soon as we got final placement on the ball, we will bring it to you.
Looks like number 16, Cole Stragel, is going to come off here in this second series. I believe Peyton Uphold is going to come in and play that middle linebacker spot for him. Hats off to that young man. Last final regular season game. Done a heck of a job all year being that leader that we talked about so many times this year. He had a shoulder injury and had to be that leader from the sideline a couple times this year, but he's out there barking orders to Peyton as he takes over his spot to doing his job still.
Absolutely. 6:22 to go here. Wes Marshall takes over first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Here's Wes Marshall bouncing it out to the near side of the field, but not much going. Might have got 3 yards on the play. Going to bring up second and 7.
Yeah, and there again, Ben Applegate, Peyton Crawford, and I believe, is that number 69? Yep, Gage Grinder there from his defensive end position, forcing that thing back inside, doing a nice job there.
2-3 receiver split over to the far side, one here to the near side. Tremaine looking at his wristband, going to be in the shotgun formation this time. Cobra's ready. They got every person covered. Tremaine up, and there's going to be
a delay of game.
It's going to be a delay of game. 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 41-6. Should be a continuous clock, should it not?
I think. I'm trying to do the math. Yeah.
All right, so with 5:26 to go here in the third quarter, Tremaine now in the shotgun. He goes across the middle. Oh, and great coverage downfield by the Cobras. That kid was
Fade Cropper lowers the boom on him, and he is having a tough time getting back up, number 17. Peyton Crawford lowers his head there, and maybe he should think twice about throwing across the middle.
That ball was thrown straight across the middle, and Peyton Crawford made him pay for it. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. One receiver here to the near side, 3 split over to the far side, making in the shotgun along with a lone back. Cobras set in their defensive, and there's a penalty marker on the play.
Yeah, not quite sure. This is either going to be a false start and an approachment penalty. It is going to be an approachment, unfortunately, for SK. It just looks like they made a hard count, or did a little hard count out of that spread formation, and that's usually a snap-on signal type of play, and I don't know if he hard counted out of that or what. And our defensive line jumped, I believe all 4 of them did that time. I couldn't single anybody out, so going to give them spot and pie.
So 3rd and 9 now, ball placed on the 20-yard line of Wes Marshall. Here's Tremaine back to pass again across the middle. Caught amongst a good coverage downfield. Just a well-thrown ball and a good catch there by the kid from Wes Marshall.
Yeah, nice job throwing into that teeth of that SK defense, throwing right across the middle. We're man coverage and just slipped the step there. And fortunately, he had enough to pick up the first down.
The ball is now placed on a 32-yard line, 1st and 10 for Wes Marshall. Tremaine in the shotgun. 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. Tremaine across the middle again. Picked off this time. Picked off by number, I believe 50. Is that number 53? 50? I believe that's
Just did a nice job making it.
Oh, yeah.
With the play, ball bounced up and it bounced right into Peyton Uphold's arms, and he ended up with it. So nice little turnover, and now we'll see. Looks like we got a couple young guys going into the backfield. Jacob Wickenkamp. Jacob Wickenkamp goes in there along with, I believe, Colton Schwanke in there for blocking back, I believe, for Cole Strigel. He's played that blocking back position here quite frequently tonight. A few other handful of guys will try to catch their jerseys. Kind of hard to see on that purple.
Yeah, it looks like we've got some new guys in at the line as well, but here comes, not sure who that was.
That's Jacob Wickenkamp.
Wickenkamp, number 24 with the carry that time, picks up a couple yards, going to bring up second and seven. Second and six for the Cobras. We got getting some new faces in here tonight, Micah, here as we wind down the third quarter. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading. Mix up in the backfield. Granter just falls on it. Bad center to quarterback exchange.
We haven't had that here in a handful of weeks now. I think that's about the first one in 3 weeks that we haven't talked about. So. It looks like Will McGill is going to come off the field, and Jake Wickenham is going to come back on. Blaine Gretter is going to stay there at that spin-back position.
Yeah, good passing situation here. Third and 10 for the Cobras. Oh, they're going to hand it off to Saren up the middle. He's got some running room. He kept those legs a-moving, and I believe he might have picked up enough for a first down.
Yeah, another young man, just a junior, Nate Searin. You know, we call his number quite frequently there as a sophomore when Peyton Crawford was hurt. He moved to that tailback position. He's back playing that wingback position. He's doing a heck of a job just keeping those feet driving. And, you know, he's a north and south runner. He's me and your type of kind of running back.
Hahn and Searin split to the far side. Owen and McGill here to the near side. Gretter, lone back in the backfield. Going to be a penalty marker on the play. Probably motion on the Cobras would be my guess.
Yeah, I believe so. There's some young guys in there just need to get settled in right now. They're working on our side of the field, and that's something that we got to shore up. You know, even with those young guys in there, we got to be able to take care of the ball.
Absolutely. I've only said that about once tonight. Realize that. Here's Saren in motion. Gretter with the keeper up the middle. He's got some running room. Oh, come on, Blaine. Get her in. Oh, nice job. Blaine Gretter with that quarterback keeper up the center. Enough for the first down. Picks up about 11, 12 yards. First and 10. Ball's going to be placed inside the 20-yard line. We're going to call it right on the 15.
And we don't call Blaine Gretter's number a lot from that spin-back position to run the football. He does a heck of a job there, and he actually breaks a couple tackles and has plenty enough to pick up the first down. Nice job, young man.
Very, very good job. Strong running there by Blaine Gretter. Here's a handoff this time up the middle. Wickenkamp with the keeper. Picks up about five, according to Big Ed, the purebred Conrad, says 5-yard pickup. I can't see very well from down here, but that's what Big Ed's calling.
Foggy's starting to roll in here also, Amos. It's getting a little froggy out there.
Yes, it is.
And I made the comment there at halftime. I had the neighbor across the way from the farm there. Started the combine up there about 10:30, and he was out there combining corn, and I couldn't even see the combine.
That was last night.
No, it was this morning, right across the road. So, you know, I believe, you know, with this nice warm weather here, week 9 of Iowa high school football, we're going to have some fog roll in tonight and also tomorrow morning. Everybody make sure they're careful on the way home. Also, we got a lot of deer.
Hey,
so.
All-state lineman right here, junior in high school, Keona High. That's why I call him Purebred Ed Conrad. Big Ed the Purebred right here. I'll tell you what, he's got a little guy coming up by the name of Mac that I think could be maybe a chip off the old block if he's bigger.
We like to hear that.
Ed, Word Conrad, our announcer, he announces the games here at Sigourney Kidda. Every home game does a great job. And I think Ed heard me throw the old Big Ed, the purebred, out. But he was a phenomenal lineman for Kyoto football back in the day. Brett Seabee's listening in, and he does every week down there in Kansas City. He'll send me a text and say, "Oh, Ed wasn't that great." He was all state, I'm telling you. He was all state. That's right. So, Brett Seabee, if you're listening in, I said, Ed says, if you were so good, you would have beat them, but you didn't. That was a 7-6 Eagle victory. Here the Cobras back on the field. Here's a, I believe that might have been Sarah around the near side of the field. Picks up a couple. Going to bring up third and two. Ball's going to be placed at about the 11-yard line. Excuse me. It's on about the 6. So here's McGill in motion. Here's a handoff to Sirin. Boy, he was hit in the backfield. Keep those legs moving and puts it into the end zone. Florida touchdown. Great job of keeping that level.
He wasn't going to be denied that time. He's in there playing that tailback position now. They moved him to the tailback position, moved Will McGill, I believe, to that wingback position. And he took the head snap, and he was not going to be denied. He took on about 4 different tacklers there running north and south, and he just plowed his way into the end zone.
Yeah, great job by Nate to keep those legs moving. In for the touchdown, 11:25 to go here in the ball game. The extra point by Strigley is up and good with 11:25 to go in the ball game. Sigourney Kidda now leading 48-6 over West Marshall. You know, last year, you know, Nate ran a lot of the tailback. He carried the duties on the tailback side. This year, he's made that switch over to wingback. We've got Peyton healthy, and Peyton's done a wonderful job in that tailback position. So I tell you what, it's a great problem to have when you got 2 gifted backs like that. You got a good skill player in Gretter that's good at handling the ball and running that offense. It's nice to see.
And, you know, the one thing we don't talk about very often, I guess, Amos, is those are all young guys that are going to return next year, whether it be Gretter or Searin or Crawford. The one clog that we're going to miss there in that offensive backfield is going to be obviously number 16, Cole Strigel, at that blocking back position. But I got firm faith in our coaching staff that we're going to get the right guy in that position.
Here's Thompson taking Dumont's kickoff at the 15-yard line. He moves it across the 35 and brought down at about the 36-yard line. So West Marshall will take over first and 10 with 11:08 to go in the ball game. First and 10 from the 36-yard line.
We're going to see some young guys there. I believe Denny Haynes is going to come in at this cornerback position. I believe Will McGill is going to come in at the other cornerback position, trying to see who's playing safety. I believe is that
Tyler Trey. A lot of new faces, a lot of the junior varsity players in there. We'll see what they're made of. Oh, look at there. Booter comes in with a big, big stop right there, grabs the leg, and in to finish him off is another Cobra. It might have been number 75, Noah Reeves. So a lot of our JV guys out there are playing right now. We got both Reeves kids in, number 77, and you know Caleb, the freshman, number 77. Yeah. I've got high hopes for that kid.
Yeah.
As an offensive and defensive lineman, my son Luke rants and raves about what he's capable of doing. A lot of young guys in there. Here's Tremaine back to pass. He's got a guy open downfield.
It looks like Boonder's going to be on the coverage, but it is going to be caught. Enough for the first down. A nice job by the linebackers and DBs. Just playing a little bit of a soft coverage right now. And I believe Colton Powers is going to come on, and Avery Moore is going to come off the field now. So a lot of young guys out there got to step it up there in that spread formation, passing formation right now.
Yeah,
got to be able to bring some pressure.
two receivers here to the near side, two to the far side, one lone back in the backfield with Tremaine. Tremaine in that shotgun, pressure coming, and Tremaine hits his receiver, and good coverage, does make the completion, but in on the coverage there, Denny Haynes and Colton Powers.
Yeah, also Jacob Wittenkamp on that safety position now along the Tyler Verstrate. So those guys, just young guys flying around there in the backfield, doing a nice job. But they're going to stay in this spread formation. They're going to be trips to the near side this time. They're second down along four.
Second and long four, as Micah said. Trips here to the near side. One back in motion to the far side. Tremaine in the backfield. Cobra's trying to get pressure. They heave it downfield and overshoots his receiver. So that's going to bring up third and five for the Trojans of West Marshall.
And there on coverage is Jake Wickenkamp, number 24. Young man, we've had the opportunity to watch him on some JV football games. He's going to be a heck of a football player coming out.
That's what I like about, a game like this. We can get some of these guys in that have had two rainouts on their JV side and a couple other games that have went to their liking. But it's nice to get them some time as well. Here's Tremaine. Coverage there. That's Booger from his linebacker position.
And that kid's been playing awful good football here the last couple of weeks. Since he's moved to that inside linebacker position after Gage Griner went to his defensive end position, he's been a spark there for us on defense, and that's good to see. That's another young man that got through in there, and he's done nothing but make us smile and make us proud. Nice job, young man.
Three receivers over to the far side, one to the near side. Tremaine in the backfield alone with a lone back. Here he is, back to pass again, passing situation. Got a guy open, across the middle, and wrapped up there and brought down by number 24, Jacob Wickenkamp, but not before they pick up enough for a first down. 7 minutes, 5 seconds to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Kidder leading 48-6. West Marshall going to send three receivers over to the far side of the field and one here to the near. Still with that lone back in the backfield, now in motion here to the near side of the field. Tremaine, back to pass again. We got to get some pressure. Here comes pressure finally. Oh, and picked off by,
I believe,
number 24. Jacob Wickenkamp steps in front of that pass. He knew eventually that was going to happen. Great play by Jacob Wickenkamp to step in front of that.
Yeah, just another young man playing that safety position, man-on-man coverage, and he does a great job of stepping in front of that ball, picking it up and picking up some yardage. So now we'll see offensively here. We've got a lot of young faces here again on the offense coming in. So I believe number one, Luke Griner, is going to come in to command that spin back position, that quarterback position, you might say.
Yeah, Luke hasn't seen a lot of that since the Pella Christian JV game. He hasn't run a lot of offense this year.
Oh!
Yeah, and that's pretty typical.
It doesn't look like SK is going to recover, but that was a bad snap from the center quarterback exchange. Just very, very unfortunate. Snapped right through Luke's hands, and that's just unfortunate. He just hasn't had enough time playing that position this year. A young man that I'm sure we're going to be calling his number here for the next 3 years, and he's beating himself up about it right now just as much as me and you are. So,
you don't know how much I'm beating myself up right now. You need to take care of business back there, even though we got a win probably sealed here. But here's a nice run by Jacob Wickenkamp across the far side of the field. Bring up third down and extremely long just due to that bad snap. Fortunate the Cobras were able to...
Yeah, definitely. No doubt.
...get back on top of that because that would have been...
a third and long situation, but, something that a lot of these young guys haven't been probably forced into. We'll see what Coach Jensen has drawn up for them, if they keep it on the ground or if they elect to go to the air.
Brings a big body in Avery Conrad. Could be a passing situation here for Griner. Nope, they're going to run it around the near side of the field here in Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp picks up a few, but it was 4th and 25. That's going to bring up 4th and 25. So the Cobras will be on to punt. First punt of the game, I believe, for the Cobras.
Yeah, I believe so. Number 45 is going to stand deep. He's done a heck of a job punting the football for us all year, Peyton Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
He's boomed a few this year that has made everybody scratch their head. Oh, he's got a hold of him. So.
Nothing else, you know. Keep that leg limbered up. Good punt. Fair catch called for. He elects to let it drop, and the Cobras down it at about the 47-yard line in their own territory. So, 47 yards for West Marshall to travel to punch us into the end zone. Sticking with a lot of new faces. They're on the defensive side of the ball, Mike. 3:15 to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Keota leading 48-6. Still got Tremaine in there, quarterback, two receiver split to the far side, handoff up the middle, and wrapped up there. I believe Colton Powers and Boonder, Lane Boonder, in on that tackle.
Yeah, we've called his number quite a few times tonight. Lane Boonder doing a nice job from that inside linebacker position. Another young man that's going to be back next year playing for the Cobras. And we're going to, I believe, we'll probably call his number quite a bit there next Wednesday night, whether it be pulling from his pulling guard spot or from that inside linebacker position.
Here's West Marshall back in, two-back set, under center, new quarterback. And they're going to throw a
late flag.
Yeah,
very, very unfortunate. But
unfortunate, but deserving on West Marshall's end.
Yeah, no doubt. I think we bumped one too many times in that bump and run coverage.
I believe so. Very, very much not going to complain. You know, I've complained about a lot of calls this year.
Not.
2 weeks ago, I said, that's a horrible call.
Now, I think about 10 times you said,
I did. I listened to the rebroadcast and made a fool of myself. But this one, I can't argue with. We gotta get our kids they gotta understand. You gotta go man for man. You gotta have that head turned. And unfortunately, Colton Powers did not have his head turned. So it's 1st and 10, ball on the 24-yard line. 2 minutes left here in the ball game. New quarterback in the game. I haven't been able to catch his name yet. He's moves to the far side of the field, throws to a receiver out in the flat, but overthrows. Number 7, Parker Hobart. Oh, just a freshman. Not even listed as quarterback, but he is a freshman there for West Marshall.
And they're probably running in a few young guys on their side of the ball also, trying to get some experience on their side. Also, this is a District 6 that, it is no fun to play in at times. Obviously there's a lot of parity there for that second place spot this year. The team's beating up on each other, so.
Here's Holbert back to pass. Got a guy open downfield. Oh, in and out of the hands. In and out of the hands of his receiver down in the end zone. Down on the coverage, number 5, Nick Ives. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Michael, look at the fog setting in.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of neat.
Might need to take a photo of this and send it off to Joe. Nothing else. We'll have a neat shot to send him.
Number 7 there takes a snap. He's going to throw a deep ball again. Not before Nick dives, and I believe number 8, Colton Powers, is able to break the pass up. Going to bring up a 4th and 10 situation there for West Marshall. 16 seconds and counting, I believe Wes Marshall is going to take a timeout here to call one last play.
Now, the fog has definitely started to set in. I mean, this game, we started a half hour later than normal. And look at it, set across the field. Oh, wow. Down goes Frazier. We got, I don't know if we got people throwing chairs or we got about enough time for one play, 14.4 seconds to go. We'll try to send that off to Joe and see if he can gather that in for his radio television program. 14.4 seconds to go in this one. Sigourney Kyoto leading 48-6. Herbert in the shotgun, back to pass again. He's got a receiver downfield. And he's in for the touchdown. So with 8.3 seconds to go, Sigourney Kyoto lets Wes Marshall into the end zone. 48-12. This one's all but over.
And we're glad to see Coach Mathieu coming down them stairs. You thought he was maybe rattling down there.
I'm glad he didn't come down the way that stool came down. That wouldn't have been a good deal.
He says he's all right. He gives us the nod. So
Coach Mathieu gives us the okay. He is fine, but his stool took a tumble. On for the two-point conversion. Oh, they do a little reverse. They're going to punch her in the end zone. 8.3 seconds to go. Sigourney Kyoto now leading 48-14.
And that's the first defensive touchdown we gave up all night, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a lot of second-teamers in there, I guess, and the majority of our JV squad. Here late in the game, but nonetheless, defensively, we played a whale of a ball game up to this point.
Without a doubt, I mean, other than Boonder, you know, I think we primarily had our JV squad out there, and they did a great job. They need to get in. They need to get that experience. Little Nick Ives down there on the coverage, you know, you've got to get that experience. Know what it's like to play on Friday nights.
Yep.
Get that feel, Micah.
Well, still, you know, Sigourney Kyoto being a smaller 1A school, you know, a lot of those young guys, they're going to get the chance to play at a younger age. You know, a lot of sophomores and juniors. So, that being said, we're going to have number one Luke Greiner again back to field the kick here on this kick return.
Greiner stands on about the 15-yard line, 8.3 seconds to go. But I believe Wes Marshall brought their heaters back in on the kickoff side.
They probably have an onside kick, I believe.
Well, they might. Who knows? Nah, they're going to kind of squib kick that thing and taken by Avery Moore at about the 25. He's got some running room and brought down. 1.7 seconds to go. Sigourney Kyoto's going to win this one. 48-14, but we do have 1.7 seconds to go, and Coach is spotting that first team onto the field. I'm going to let Micah take you home as I do the chores of cleaning up here.
Yeah, and a lot of seniors out there right now. Looks like Blaine Greder is going to take the snap in that victory formation. Peyton Crawford, Nate Searin there in the backfield, and he does take that snap. And that will be the ball game, 48-14 as time expires here in Sigourney Kyoto, week 9, Iowa High School football. Sigourney Kyoto is in the playoffs. We will have to wait and see, I guess, to see exactly how things shake out in District 6. As far as what seed Sigourney Kyoto is, more than likely we will be traveling next Wednesday night. We just do not know where yet.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. You know, like Eddie Bill Blakesburg was taking care of business. We kind of needed some help from Columbus Junction tonight. You know, it's one of those going to be one of those situations where we can learn from this season, this regular season, on what we need to do, Micah, to control our own destiny, so to speak. We go into Eddyville 3-4 weeks ago, and we lose a tight one, 14 to 8, I believe it was. And you know, it's one of those deals where it would have been nice if we'd have had that win there. We'd have been right in the hunt there, taking care of business. Tiebreaker would have went our way with us beating Pella Christian. We're 4-2 in the district. We beat them. We don't have to worry about points. As it stands, it looks like we're going to have 3 teams at 4-2 in the district, points-wise. We lose by a whisker.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're probably going to end up the 4 seed. The nice thing about this, Amos, is we are in the playoffs. We couldn't say that last year at this point in the
season. Absolutely.
So the nice thing is, right now, the guys got to be excited. We came off 2 big victories here the last 2 weeks. Our last 3 weeks, the guys have taken care of business. We put up a lot of numbers. We've done a heck of a job running the ball on the offense end, being able to throw the ball defensively. We did as well of a job playing defense tonight as I've seen in the first 9 weeks. I will tell you this, I'm excited for next Wednesday night. You know what? Honestly, I don't care if we do play West Branch. We took them to an overtime game last year. Actually, a triple overtime game, I believe. At their place. They're a good football team. Hats off to them. But you know what? At the end of the season, the regular season's over, the slate is wiped clean, and we're going to start all over, and everybody's 0-0. If we win out, we're state champs.
That's right.
The best motto I've heard in a long time. So
I have a little young freshman, didn't
I? Sure did. So you know what? Those guys, we have a lot of momentum on our side right now. Winning the last 3 ball games, we're doing things right. Hopefully the guys are fired up. Next Wednesday is going to be a lot of fun.
You know what, Mike? I'll tell you what, we do got a lot of momentum. We've got a 3-game winning streak going. Coach is going to meet these guys in the middle of the field. He's going to give them a little pep talk. But I'll tell you what, we're going to see a lot of these. Hey, we got to get our cooking clothes on. We're going to cook for these cats, these football players over at my place tonight. And we're gonna pat them on the back, and we're gonna tell them get ready for whatever the playoffs hold in store for them come Wednesday night. That's gonna be a new venture for you and me. You know, year two here broadcasting for Sigourney Kyoto on KIICRadio.com. This is kind of a new deal for us. So it's gonna be exciting, folks. We don't have any official numbers, other than the fact that Sigourney Kyoto wins this one in dynamic fashion over West Marshall. For Micah Harmson, this is Amos Greiner saying good night. Check in with us next Wednesday night as the Cobras will be taking on someone here in Eastern Iowa. More than likely, Ed Big Ed, the Purebred, says it will be West Branch. But check your computers in the morning, and we'll know who, what, and where by tomorrow morning. For Micah Hansen, this is Amos Greiner saying good night.